Here we are, episode 22, Beyond the Scoreboard.
That's right, baby.
Big day. It's been a big day.
Huge.
All huge sports. Day. I'm Jackson, joined by my co-host, Aiden.
That's right. Man.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, a nonstop news just flowing in. I mean, crazy day.
Shocking.
I mean, I didn't expect it to blow up as it did today, but, you know, here we are.
I'll take it.
Yeah, no kidding. So I think first we're going to
update on some games on right now.
Yeah.
Maryland taking on Michigan. Maryland with a 5-point lead with 8 minutes left to go in that one. That is a big game when it comes to Big Ten standings for the Big Ten tournament. If Maryland gets the win, they almost certainly lock up a double bye in the Big Ten tourney.
That's huge.
But now if Maryland loses, Purdue gets to lock in a double bye. So Purdue is probably sitting out on West Lafayette being like, come on, Michigan, pull this out.
They got that.
I know that's how I'm feeling over here.
Oh, yeah.
Florida, Bama knew this one was going to be a tight one. Florida up by one at the half.
Oh, yeah.
And we got some conference tournaments going on.
Man.
University of Tennessee, Martin down by seven at halftime of the OVC first round. Quarterfinals already happening, Aiden.
That's crazy. I mean, it is March, so here we go.
A 4-27 Chicago State team.
Oh my gosh. I feel bad for them. That's rough. That's a rough year.
I mean, man, they've made it. They won round one.
I guess so.
Who's to say they won't win round two?
Hey, yeah, they're only down eight, so oh shoot, that's a rough
down
year,
here. Any other good ones going on? This one just started. One of Colorado's leading scorers used to attend Grace College.
That's kind of cool. 2-16 in the Big 12 is rough, though. That is rough. That's pretty rough.
I'm gonna make a run in the Big 12 tourney.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll see. Wisconsin, Minnesota tipping up here in roughly 30 minutes. Along with this one, could be a big one.
Yes, sir. That's going to be good.
Could go a long way in kind of deciding UConn's season.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that'll help in deciding their seeding in March Madness, you know,
definitely.
Bracket. So, yeah, no, I'm excited to see what the seeding's going to end up looking like. And whatnot.
So today is the 5th. So this was posted yesterday morning at 9:45.
Yeah.
Actually, before we do this, why don't we throw that off the screen there?
Yep.
I'm just gonna throw out a little bit of a tease there.
Ooh.
Let's move on to our picks from this week.
Yes, sir. Let me throw that on up here. So obviously. I got the wrong thing up.
Oh, Aiden.
It's a little how good I did there. Let's go over to Loki.
That's today.
How was today? So it's also the NBA. I'm all over the place over here.
Aiden's struggling today, folks. It's all right. It's pretty normal.
Struggle bus.
It's pretty normal.
Whoa.
Yeah, Georgia pulls off a huge ups. Wait, that's his last Tuesday, dude. We already knew all that. Buddy, what's going on? There we go. Okay, that's a little bit better.
Here we go.
Auburn picks up the 30-point dub over Ole Miss. Michigan State gets it done on the road on a three-quarter court buzzer beat. That we were on live.
Yeah,
when that happened.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Vandy gets it done on the road
for
the second straight ranked. There's no way they can get three straight ranked wins, right? With their next upcoming game, right?
They don't do that.
Clemson gets it done at home. Kentucky gets it done by one on the road.
Yeah, they squeak by. That's crazy. I mean, the
BYU
rest of the island.
Gets it done by 10 on the road.
Thursday, there wasn't much there. I mean, Michigan barely beating Rutgers is kind of bad.
Rutgers that's taking rough. Michigan down to the wire.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. That's rough. Oh. We forgot about Wednesday. I mean,
what are
we
forgetting on Wednesday?
How could I forget?
Suck guys.
Yeah, what did they do? Oh, they beat USC. Yeah.
That's a good win. You put up 52 in the first half. That's good.
Yeah. We beat USC. That's right. Yeah.
Ohio State needing a couple wins here this week to be able to make the tourney, but can they get two in a row?
I don't know. Can they? That's a good question.
Purdue with a very nice win at home against UCLA.
That was close there.
Very much a back and forth game, but yeah. Braden Smith eventually ended up taking the game over.
Yeah.
Yeah, Purdue going in that slump, going to try to make it a winning streak.
Yeah. Can they do it? Who knows? Auburn just clobbers Kentucky.
Auburn goes into Kentucky. Kentucky looking very rough. Auburn easily the best team in college basketball.
Yeah, as of now. Duke doing Duke things. Cooper Flag.
Duke doing Duke things. Florida getting to that home. Good win.
Hang on. Can I hear that again real quick? Duke's doing what things?
Getting it done.
Who is doing what?
I mean the whole team.
Cooper Flag though?
No, I wouldn't say just Cooper Flag.
Okay. That's all right.
He's okay. I mean
whatever. Yeah, Florida.
There's much better players in the league.
Whatever. Here we are. I was against him. Whatever. Move on. Whatever. Iowa State beats Arizona. I need to stop picking Arizona, is what I'm learning. Because Arizona always lets me down. Gosh dang it.
Of course, Kansas loses at home. Clemson gets it done on the road. Vandy does it!
Who said this was going to be a good game? I was like, man, this is going to be a good game. It's going to be a really good game.
Maryland gets it done by four on the road.
Yeah.
Other than that, not really any great ones.
No, sorry. Texas.
Moving on to Texas. Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, because they lost to Georgia, whatever.
They lost to Georgia at home. Georgia getting back-to-back good dubs.
Yeah.
Fighting for themselves to get a spot.
Oh,
Michigan gets it done against Wisconsin at home.
Yes, sir. This game.
Illinois dominated Michigan in the second half. 62 points in the second half.
Yeah, we didn't even pick this game. We just, went right over.
We wrote it off, yeah.
Yeah, didn't even think about it. But, man, rough game.
Then the Monday game.
Nothing.
Yeah, not a good game. Neither one of them were really very good.
Last night. Wow. The Titan has fallen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – I don't know what A&M did, but, yeah, they brought him down.
BYU gets to done double overtime at Iowa State.
Yeah, that was a good
Purdue game. Dominated Rutgers.
Yes, they did.
Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer both put up 23.
Yeah, that's crazy. Arizona beats Arizona State.
High scoring game.
Yeah. Then Texas finally wins. Yeah, they can't beat Georgia, but
poor Garrett. Whatever.
And then
the Ohio State guy.
Can they do it? Two in a row? They can.
They can.
Second overtime. And they win. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell you what. That's the Ohio State for you. They know how to get things done. Let's move on over to the NBA. Backtrack here a bit.
Oh, Celtics are back up 11. Let's go. Celtics lost to the Pistons.
Yeah, happens.
That's a tough loss to swallow.
Not to the Cavs. Doesn't happen to the Cavs. moving on to Thursday. I don't think anything happened.
Mavs got it done.
Mavs got it done
against the Hornets by 7.
Oh. 25-3. Man, I thought for sure the Celtics were up 25-3.
Okay.
Oh.
Did we get it?
Move on. 123-16.
We get it. Move on.
The Cavs won?
We get it. Move on.
Oh, my gosh. Knicks beat the Grizzlies. Oh, I also said that. Crazy.
That was a good game, though.
That was a good game, yeah. Oh, Zach Edey. Don't see him.
Go look at his stats.
Let's move on.
I'm done with the disrespect.
Mavs lose the Bucks here, man. That's rough.
I think I called that one.
I think no, pretty sure we said we had it flipped. We said the Mavs are going to win this one and then lose to the Bucks.
The next one. I said it the other way around. I said road teams were going
to
win.
No,
buddy,
you said home teams were going to win. I watched the video. I watched it back earlier today.
No, I don't believe you.
I watched it back earlier today. All right. Celtics won.
Cavs won.
Jokic. Look at Jokic. What a guy. Monday.
He's a bum.
Jokic is a bum?
Kidding, brother.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Mavs lose
two in a row.
Bad game, man. Zach LaVine putting up 22 points. Look at that guy. I have him on fantasy. Good game. Tuesday. Cavs just, beat down on the Bulls. It was a little close there for a bit, actually. What kind of scary.
Yeah, it was. I was watching that.
Yeah, that was a little scary, but, it's the Cavs.
I don't remember if the Celtics played.
No. They play. Yeah, no, they're playing right now. They're playing good. Yeah, they're good. So that leads into this, where we have these games going on right now. This game's about to, this game will happen soon, and then this game happens later. So
eight losses for you.
I went 10-8, bringing my all time to 50.
Kind of about the normal of what we've been, kind of in that 9-10 win range.
Yeah. That brings you to 9-9.
Yep. 51-46. How were you 10? You were 10-8.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey.
Hey, you counted me off for a loss. I get it for Ohio State there, you bum.
Oh, I just forgot to. You said the other teams. I just forgot to change it because I copy and pasted from my slide. I just didn't change it. Because you picked Nebraska and USC.
I don't remember.
Man, that's the second time I've done that.
Listen here.
Yeah, the rest are all right, though. We're good, though. So, yeah. But no, we didn't do too bad, honestly, this week.
No.
We haven't done bad the last couple weeks, I feel like. But here comes the fun part of the show. I'm really, really excited about. And holy cow.
So, my Bears do what the Bears do best. And Ryan Poles is in the kitchen cooking right now. Like, he is being a maestro chef.
Insane.
So first, we got to go look your eyes back to yesterday. And we're sitting there, sitting in class, kind of relax, and all of a sudden my phone goes off. I'm like, what could that be? Oh, wait, it was ESPN. All right, let's look down. Whoa, Bears make a trade. Bears are receiving lineman Jonah Jackson from the Rams for a 2025 sixth round pick. Now, some of you are like, who the heck is Jonah Jackson? Well, he's an offensive guard, played for the Rams.
True. Jared's right here. True.
Yeah.
He
did make a Pro Bowl. He had to sit out last year due to an injury, but before his injury, he was looking good. And then this morning, I'm driving over to class. All of a sudden, ding-a-ling-a-ding. I actually was on the phone with Aiden.
Yeah.
This morning, and all of a sudden, I'm like, Aiden, guess what just happened? He's like, what? Chicago Bears have traded for Joe Thuney, fourth-round pick in 2026.
How?
Folks, the Chicago Bears are back.
Well, it's okay.
Well,
I was with you. I was with you this whole ride, We were like, cruising. We were cruising down. And then, let's pump the brakes. They're like a deer ran in front of us. We need to slam on the brakes because whoa.
They're back.
Whoa. Let's slam on the brakes.
Some other big news from today. DK Metcalf has requested a trade.
Yeah.
And Tyler Lockett has been released from the Seattle Seahawks.
That's not even it.
Like, Max Crosby signed an extension today.
Mason Crosby retires. Zach Martin retires.
Well, Zach Martin retired. When was that? That was a few days ago.
Well, that got leaked, but he like officially retired today.
Did he? Yeah. There was somebody else that was retiring.
Sam Hubbard.
Oh, no.
Sam Hubbard.
Did he really?
Yeah, he retired. Sam Hubbard retired.
Somebody announced today they were not going to retire.
Hunter Renfrow. He's not retiring.
No, it wasn't him. It was somebody else.
Because someone said Hunter Renfrow was retiring. And he's like, well, I started working out 2 weeks or 2 months ago. So what's up with that? And then Darius Slay is getting released. What's his name? Bradbury is getting released. Both DBs from the Eagles. Gardner Minshew is getting released.
Commanders could cut two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen if they can't find anyone to trade for him.
Christian Kirk is getting released. Like,
it's insane. Nuts.
T. Higgins got franchise tagged this week.
Oh, we've got one of the biggest news of all. Deebo Samuel gets traded to the Washington Commanders.
For a fifth rounder? Like, I mean, I don't even know what's happening anymore.
And so there's some big news coming out of the draft right now. Rumors have it from around the draft that there is new due to after Chicago's moves these past 2 days. There's a rumored new person at number 10.
Well, okay, hang on. Let me pull this up real quick. Because this is their depth chart, the Bears. Because that's
who's this is that, Chicago's that's, depth chart.
Yeah, that's who's at number 10 is Chicago.
All right. So, as you can see, we have Joe Thuney listed right now at left guard, and we can flex him anywhere we want. Because he has played left tackle, left guard, and center.
Yeah.
Whoops. As of right now, we are set at right tackle. And I think we're set at left tackle, too. I think Braxton Jones is a good left tackle. Or at least a serviceable left tackle.
Yeah.
Tevin Jenkins, I think, is an okay left guard. I would like to see Tevin Jenkins try out at center.
Okay. See.
Jonah Jackson, the new right guard. Like this offensive roster is kind of stacked right now.
I mean, it's definitely a lot better than it was at the beginning of this past year.
I mean, Caleb Williams is our franchise guy. There's no question he's the franchise quarterback.
Yeah. So, I mean, Jared here, the Rams player has like 3 sacks allowed anytime he's played. So, I mean, that's kind of like, that's definitely going to help the Bears offense. So, I mean, if you're not in the draft, if you're not going to address a lineman in the first round at this point.
Ashton Jeanty.
Are you taking Ashton Jeanty in the first round?
So I don't know. I don't know.
Because Amarion Humphrey is climbing the ranks. He's like, a lot of people are saying he's the new best running back.
No.
You think Ashton Jeanty is still the best? Well,
Marion Hampton will be the second QB taken off.
Humphrey. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know who I'm saying over here.
He will be the second running back taken off the board.
You think so?
Yes, and I don't think it's close. I think it's Jeanty, Hampton, everybody else.
I'd agree with that, but I don't know. How, like, do you think he gets drafted like high second round or late first round?
Mid to high second.
Really?
There's nobody in the lower of the first round that needs a running back right now.
I don't know.
Because you got to think, it's the Chiefs that are down there. They don't need a running back. The Eagles don't need a running back. Buffalo doesn't need a running back.
The Commanders.
I mean, the Commanders could use one, but they've got Robinson.
They're not running it out with Austin Eckler, that's for sure. I don't think Brian Robinson's a solid RB1 right now.
I think he's a serviceable RB1, so I don't think they're going to be looking. Let's look here. I got the draft pulled up right now. Let's look at rounds. Okay.
Because, like,
late first here. Late first, like, we're looking at Lions. Nope.
Yeah, you got two solid guys.
Rams, nope. Or Ravens, nope. Rams, nope.
Texans, no. You have Mixon, unless you don't think Mixon is the guy.
Right here could be your only question mark.
Aaron Jones, yeah. Was he on a one-year deal?
Yeah, but I think they're going to re-sign him.
Yeah.
Here, no.
Yeah,
you got Josh Jacobs for another
He's
two.
Your guy. He's definitely the guy.
Chargers, no. You have a tandem in your backfield.
No. J.K. Dobbins is gone.
Okay, so you have one. You have Gus Edwards, who's pretty solid.
He's not good. I don't think he's good. I don't like
him. Okay.
I don't. Seriously, genuinely. I think you need a guy. I think they'd need a draft.
Steelers, no.
I don't think unless they're sticking with Jalen Warren as their running back one, I think they're getting rid of
him. Najee Harris?
I think they're letting him go. I think they're getting rid of him.
No, they're not.
I think they are. I think he's a free agent this year, I'm pretty sure. I don't think they're re-signing him.
No, I think they're going to pick up his fifth-year option.
I don't think he...
He's still on his rookie contract.
But I don't think they're going to do it.
I bet they do.
I don't know. I think Jalen Warren's a better option. Broncos need a running back.
Broncos, maybe.
Javonte's not the guy. Jaleel McLaughlin's not the guy.
They did serviceable enough this year.
Bo Nix was their leading rusher.
Push him to the playoffs.
Bo Nix was their leading rusher in like five games.
Also, was Josh Allen in a couple of their games.
Yeah, but that's just... No, I don't think he... I don't know about that.
Yeah, there was like a few games.
I don't know about
Maybe
that.
Maybe not, but five. There's a couple. And, like, Bucks don't. Seahawks don't. Bengals don't. Could be a question. How much longer has James Conner got?
Yeah.
Nope. 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 Yes. Nope. Maybe.
Yes.
No. No. Yes. No. Yes.
See, I don't know.
Yes. Maybe. No.
The Browns need a new running back. Nick Chubb's gone. Mary Kay Cabot. What?
So someone record that. Someone go back and record that and listen to Aiden saying that. I have been saying that for how long?
He is.
And you have told me I'm crazy.
No, I didn't say you're crazy. I just said I didn't want to believe it. But Mary Kay Cabot, an insider reporter from Cleveland, said that they said it's time to move on from Nick Chubb.
Come to Chicago. Come to Chicago. Come two states over. Come to Chicago.
No, he's not coming to Chicago. If he's going to go anywhere, he's going to go to a team where they actually stand a chance to win.
Oh, so, whoa.
Yeah.
The hate breaks here, buddy.
Yeah. So
the hate breaks.
Yeah. He's going to go somewhere.
Maybe we'll trade for Myles Garrett.
No, he's going to go to like the Lions or
imagine this though. Imagine a trade package of Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb.
Well, Nick Chubb's a free agent, so.
Oh, yeah. See,
he can go anywhere he wants.
So we'll trade you Myles Garrett. Okay. Also, I want to get this on the record. I sent Aiden a trade package and he declined.
It was terrible.
This.
It was terrible.
I don't understand. I talked to another Cleveland Brown fan and they said they'd take it.
Yeah. Who? What other Cleveland Browns fan have you found?
Hey, I know a couple Cleveland Browns fans, actually.
Yeah, I know.
There's actually more around here than I thought there was.
You're telling me they like...
So Detroit Lions
no, this
are off would offer a first, a second.
That's bad.
And Alex Anzalone.
No.
For Myles Garrett.
No.
And a sixth or a seventh. And then I'm like, okay, you can keep your sixth or your seventh, and we'll still offer you that. And he still told me no.
I don't like it.
Well,
the answer is no.
I don't know if you heard this. Cleveland's already been offered a trade package for him.
Andrew Berry
and they declined it.
Andrew Berry said no to every single trade package.
One of them was two first and a star player. And he said no. He's like, and evidently, the report that was coming out of it said he's taking nothing. If he took one, he'd take nothing less than three first and a player.
Yeah.
He's not worth that. Okay, yes, and you need to realize something. How he's much longer does Myles Garrett realistically have left in the tank?
5 years, minimum.
No, not even close.
He's only 28.
You have to think of the longevity, though, of the position.
He is only 28. Hayward is 36 years old. I guess he's a defensive tackle, isn't he?
He's a defensive tackle. And he's not an every down defensive tackle.
Well, okay. The average age that a defensive edge plays.
Look at J.J. Watt.
Oh, let's see here. Well, if it'll actually, it's not even bringing up a number, but still, Myles Garrett is only 28 years old.
It's barely into their 30s is the longevity of a defensive end. Because most of your defensive ends are like 3 to 4 down guys.
JJ Watt retired at 33.
Myles Garrett's 28. 5 years.
5 years.
Well, did he just turn 28 or will he turn 28? Because that's the big question.
Okay, he's 29. He turned 29 in December. So 4 more years. At least 4 more years.
And so what you're telling me is you would rather let go of 3 years of your future and one of your star players to get maybe four years out of a guy.
For a Super Bowl.
Because if you're giving up a star player for him.
If I'm guaranteed a Super Bowl, then yeah, I'm taking that deal.
You're not guaranteed a Super Bowl with Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I am.
Really? Really? How'd that work out for Cleveland?
A team like the Bills, a team like the Lions, a team like the... let's see, who else? A team like the Eagles.
My opinion, Lions don't need him.
I mean, it'd be nice to have.
In my opinion, he doesn't make Lions anywhere closer to a Super Bowl than what they are now.
Yeah, but if they had Hutch
this year... Their secondary is what needs help. It's not their front seven.
If they had Hutch this year, though, you're telling me they don't make the Super Bowl?
I don't think they do. They had too many secondary issues. And a lot of that's due to injury.
A lot of that is due to injury. Their secondary wouldn't have been as bad if Hutch was applying that pressure up front.
Well, potentially. Yeah.
So I mean,
I said this to a Cleveland Brown fan. His name is Jake. He 100% agreed with me.
Jake likes that deal.
No, not that one. This is what I'm about to say.
Oh, okay.
If Nick Bosa didn't have the injuries that he has had, Nick Bosa would be twice the player Myles Garrett is. You have to think of how absolutely dominant Nick Bosa was when he was not hurt.
Think about the injuries Myles Garrett has had. How
many years straight has he had an injury that has kept him off the field for half the season?
Nick Bosa?
No, Myles Garrett.
No, I mean, he's had a couple of injuries that have brought him out of a couple of games here and there.
It's just a couple of games. Nick Bosa's had season-ending injuries more than one season.
The part of being a good player is taking the precautions to not get injured like that. I understand accidents happen.
Aiden Hutchinson's, that was nothing he did. That was just a complete freak accident.
Yeah, snapped his leg. Yeah. Like, I get that. Like, the freak accidents happen, but there's also some things like you take the precautions those things don't happen.
I would agree, but I think a lot of what I have seen. See, I agree, Jarrett.
No. Well, I mean, like,
yes, his time is running short. My vision for Myles Garrett, he's got maybe 3 years of domination left. He's got maybe three.
Well, his peak career, maybe. Like, and that's why he wants to go to a team where he knows he can win now. He feels like Cleveland is going to enter this rebuild stage and he doesn't want to have to go through hit like
they've been in a rebuild stage for about 10 years now.
They've been in a rebuild stage their entire like franchise.
Jim Brown was there.
That was before the NFL.
Oh, that's true.
That was the AFL and the, I mean, like, that was before the merger. Like, I mean, we won four straight championships.
There's another thing that you disagreed with me on. I think there are players in the league right now that are more comparable to Myles Garrett than any Browns fan will admit.
It depends.
TJ Watt, to me, is very comparable.
They're comparable, but Myles Garrett's better. He has the edge over him.
Maybe barely. You're talking about a guy that has tied the single season sack record compared to Myles Garrett.
Okay. When a guy has the consistency that Myles Garrett has, like he consistently has had over, I think it's 14 plus sacks every year for every year he's been in the NFL, which is like not eight seasons, but however many seasons he's been in the NFL. I can't even remember now, but like it is eight seasons. Yeah. Or seven seasons. Like he's had 14 plus sacks every single year. Yeah. 14 plus sacks every single season. Like to be that consistent, you can't like deny that he is.
So here is stats. This is just from this season. I'm going to find career here in a minute. Stats from just this season. Let me get this pulled up here.
It was either 14 plus or 10. Yeah, pretty sure it's 14 plus.
They were both over 10. Fumble recoveries 2-1, 6-3. Not
you also have to remember he's a linebacker.
Yeah, who?
TJ.
TJ Watt? Yeah.
Like they're both edge rushers, but he's a linebacker. Myles Garrett is an end. So, all right, here we go. There is a big difference.
Overall stats, he's played only four more games, has 5.5 more sacks on six more games, more interceptions because of him being a
linebacker. Yeah.
Yep. More tackles. Like, I don't know.
Linebacker. That's why he has more tackles.
Well, I understand the tackles one. The tackles make sense to me, but the sacks, like throughout his career,
four more games.
I'll give him the four games, and maybe you could get that 5.5 in four games.
Yeah.
But his average, Myles Garrett's average this year was less than a sack a game.
Okay. You're also like this doesn't account for pressures and
double, I would totally agree.
Double team rate and
double team, they're actually very comparable.
I don't think it's as comparable as you think it is.
Oh wait, right here. Okay, that's regular season.
Cause I mean
QB hits, TJ Watt has 25 more. So you kind of turn that into QB pressures.
And it kind of. I wouldn't necessarily turn. I don't know. Either way. Like, I understand that there's a lot of guys that are comparable to Myles Garrett. But
well, the next thing I'm going to say is, like, he's not there yet. But he will be, and that's Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden Hutchinson, to me, is going to be quite possibly one of the best defensive players we've ever watched. And I told Aiden, just in my lifetime, Myles Garrett is only top 10. Because you got to think about this. We were alive for the end of Troy Polamalu. We were alive for the end of Ray Lewis.
See, but
we were
around
for the end of those guys' career.
I never watched football during that time. So, like, for me personally, like, I didn't watch football until the Browns, unfortunately, went 1-15 and then 0-16. That's when I started watching football, unfortunately. But, like, I get it.
You gotta think of guys like that.
But that's a
Aaron Donald.
I Myles Garrett is up there with Aaron Donald, in my opinion.
No.
Yes.
Aaron Donald's in a whole nother world.
I just disagree. Like, I think they are very comparable. Myles Garrett gets, if you have Myles Garrett when he was paired up with Za'Darius Smith when he was playing well, and then Jadeveon Clowney, they were playing well. And you also have to think, T.J. Watt, he has Cameron Hayward. He has Highsmith. Like, he has these guys on the line with him that the O-line is also protecting. Myles Garrett, who has he had? The O-line is
Za'Darius Smith.
That's it. And Jadeveon Clowney. Those are the only two other guys. And they weren't the same year. They were not, those are the only guys that the O-lines have been, worried about. And they weren't even during their prime. Like, Za'Darius Smith was okay when he was in Cleveland. And Jadeveon Clowney was not that good. Aaron also played for a better team. It makes a difference. Myles Garrett carried the Cleveland Browns defense on his back. Him and Denzel Ward for the past 4 years until JOK came into the building and really started getting that linebacker core. Like, Anthony Walker, don't get me wrong, he really he was a good linebacker, and I don't know why we let him walk, but that defense, the defense was writing. No.
That's a good one. Come on, gotta give me that one.
I get sure, whatever. But the defense has been carried on their back for the past 4 years, so it's just rough. I understand why he wants to leave. But yeah. Anyways, I think it's time to move on.
I'd agree.
Yeah, I have a question for you though.
Okay.
So, the Patriots. They have. Over $120 million in cap space. I don't think I've ever seen a team with this much room during the offseason. What do they do with it?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It's the Patriots. They're not going to do anything with it. It's a lot like Jerry's World down there in Dallas. They're not going to do anything. I'm not saying they shouldn't do anything with it, because they totally should. But they're not going to, is what I'm saying.
Why they have Mike Vrabel there now, though?
I understand. And maybe Vrabel cooks up some plan for them to get a running back, get a wide receiver, and pick up an offensive lineman.
Yeah, if you're a free agent, I'm going to want to come to the Patriots and play for Mike Vrabel.
I don't know.
If I'm a young free agent.
For me, looking at the Patriots, I guess it depends on the age of your how old you are.
Yeah, I guess there's not a lot of.
If I'm an older player, New England's not enticing me. If I'm a Keenan Allen, no. Stephon Diggs, nope. I'm honestly not even entertaining the idea.
No, because you definitely they need to address the wide receiver position, for sure.
Right. Let's look at free agents.
Here, I have it pulled up here.
I'm trying to get mine to load. Oh, yeah, you were really the same one I was.
I mean,
Davante Adams, nope. Stephon Diggs, no. Keenan Allen, no. Amari Cooper, no. Chris Godwin, no.
If we do it by age here.
Elijah Moore, maybe.
Yeah, honestly, that's going to be the best bet, realistically.
Tutu Atwell, I wouldn't hate. Deami Brown.
That Elijah Moore was that young.
Yeah, Elijah Moore's very young. Wait, scroll back. Yeah. Rondale Moore. Okay, Rondale Moore is a tiny guy.
But he's quick.
He's very fast.
That might be a good pickup for them, actually. Throwing
Drake May. And I think he could be a good guy for their return game, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Jalen Reagor.
Yeah, I like Jalen Reagor. Mecole Hardman could be decent, too, as well. I like Zaccheaus. If Zaccheaus had a decent season with Washington as a wide receiver too. KJ Osborne was good in Minnesota, not so much Washington.
Marquise Brown.
Yep. So there's so, like, these guys aren't necessarily young, but like they're good enough. Like you want a veteran, like somewhat veteran guy on the team to kind of like bring the locker room together. Cause I mean, they're mostly young guys. I mean, you have some old like defensive guys on the team, but like if you bring Christian Kirk in, like I mean, he'd be a good fit there. I feel like, you know what I mean? Or like, I don't think you can bring Juju back. I don't know if that'd be the best.
I think they could definitely look into some wide receivers and offensive line.
Because, I mean, you have $120 million. You have Mike Vrabel. Like, you have to do something. You have a great quarterback. You have a good third-string quarterback in Joe Milton III. You can ship him off or something, I'm sure. You can probably get a second round, if not a third, out of him. Like, I feel like if you're the Patriots, you have to do something to address. Like,
and I think they do.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard. I was also thinking, like, I mentioned the Bears earlier. We kind of talked about that already, like what they do in the draft. But I was also thinking, how confident are we with every team's like that, like what they're gonna do in the draft?
There's a few teams that I could tell you right now I know for a fact who they will pick, and there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, see, like the Titans right now, I'm not sure. I'm hearing a lot of different
things. I'm hearing a lot of rumors of who they're gonna take, but there's a few teams down in here that I would say, like, okay, I know exactly who you're gonna take. I don't even gotta think about it.
Yeah, like I'm gonna pull this up here. I'm the first like few picks here. I'm not sure I have a good idea.
Let's see. Patriots, I do.
You think they take Travis Hunter?
If he falls, that's going to be the big question, is he going to fall?
Yeah. Like, and that's what a lot of it falls on. But my thing is like, if someone trades
Jacksonville, up to the first... I feel very confident as well.
What?
Jacksonville's going to go with offensive linemen.
That's what I was thinking.
Looking down there, I think the Jets are going to go wide receiver.
Jarrett saying the Giants are talking to the Titans for getting the first pick to draft Cam Ward. You know, I could see it, you know, jumping Cleveland.
I think Jets are going to go Tetsuro McMillan at 7.
I don't know.
I think Panthers are going to go defensive tackle or defensive end. Saints, I don't know. Bears, it's either going to be lineman or Ashton Jeanty.
I think at this point it's going to be Ashton Jeanty, considering how much.
So maybe, or are we going to go defensive end?
No.
Are we going to take Shamar Stewart?
I feel like it has to be Ashton Jeanty at this point.
I don't know.
I feel like it's not too high to draft Ashton Jeanty.
I agree. I had a question for you.
I don't know. I feel like there's so many things going on there that, and I feel like we're still too far out to know for sure.
I would agree. So yeah. Switching gears to basketball.
Oh yes, yes.
How many Big Ten teams do we think are getting in? And with that, and I'm going to pull back up the bracketology thing.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Not only that, but how many do we think could get in if they were happen to have a big time in the Big Ten tourney? Like, there's a few teams that, like, if they make it possibly to the championship game, we might see them hopping in to making it. So here's the current one by Joe Lunardi, of course, the big bracketology guy.
Man, that's hard.
He still has Auburn at the number one seed, because at this time Auburn hadn't lost.
I still think they're the number one.
I would agree. I think they're the number one overall. So I'm looking at kind of these teams on the bubble, like Ohio State, Nebraska, who just lost. I think if Nebraska can win 2 or 3 in the Big Ten tourney, I think they're in.
Well, no, that's the last 4 in.
Yeah. Well, they just lost last night to you guys. Well,
yeah, but that's right.
This was posted yesterday morning at 9 a.m.
So they'd be out, yeah. most likely.
He'd probably have them down here and possibly Oklahoma passing them.
Yeah.
And so that's the big question is, okay, if Nebraska wins two or three, are they now in? And I'm looking at a team like IU. If they lose, they just lost to Oregon last night.
Yeah.
Down in the last four in, and they're going to flip them in Ohio State.
So now you got to
look. If IU ends up being a first-round exit in the Big Ten tourney, are they in? Nah. For me, if IU loses tomorrow,
when do they play?
2 days. Two or three days.
To Ohio State. Yeah.
If they lose that game and then turn around and lose in round one
of
the Big Ten tourney, they're out. They're not in. You can't put a team like that in.
Yeah, that's rough.
And then also going along with the Big Ten tourney, I'm looking at some of these other bubble teams that like, okay, you lose first round, you might not be in anymore. Yeah. As I said, IU is one of them.
Man.
Nebraska, potentially the same way.
Yeah, considering that, if they lose first round, they're definitely out, especially after losing to Ohio State.
I would agree.
Last night.
I'm looking here.
Yeah, I mean, UCLA is playing well. I mean,
UCLA, I think, is pretty much a lock.
Yeah, they're playing
Michigan's well. A lock. Michigan State's a lock. Purdue's a lock. Oregon's a lock. Wisconsin's a lock.
USC is going to, it's going to take a lot for USC at this point.
USC's one of those teams where they pick up a few wins in a row. Not only they pick up a few wins in a row, they kind of win one or two in the Big Ten tourney. Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about, okay.
Yeah.
USC's making some noise. Are they going to get in? I think it is a real possibility. We see. Okay, so let's go down here. How many's he got getting in right now? 11? I think there's a very good possibility we see 11 in.
I don't
know that we get any more than 11. I think 11's kind of the ceiling there.
I'd agree. But
I think there is a real possibility we see 11 get in. Maryland did take down Michigan.
Did they?
By 6. USC plays tonight. USC's going to need a lot of help. They're 14-15 on the season.
Yeah. I mean,
for a team Iowa. Iowa's 15-14.
Yeah.
Not only Iowa, let's look at Big Ten standings. A team like Rutgers. A team like Northwestern. Are still fighting to get in.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because it's like, I mean, who all do they play these last games? Because it's like, there's one game left.
All right. Most of them, name me a team and I'll tell you who they play.
Well, I mean, you said Rutgers. I mean, they're right on the edge of...
Rutgers lost big last night to Purdue, which doesn't help, but they also... It was on the road.
Yeah.
Rutgers' last game of the season is on Sunday at home against Minnesota.
Ooh, and Minnesota's right there on, like, the cusp, too, right?
Right. Minnesota's 15-14.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. It's
Nebraska is at home against Iowa.
So like if they win that game and as long as they're not like a first round exit, they stand a chance in making the bracket as well.
I would have to agree.
So I think 11, possibly 12 at the most have a chance.
I think 12 we're getting a little bit too frisky.
Well, I mean, like as long as like if Ohio State, okay, let's say Ohio State with their win over Nebraska. They're into the first four, right? Or the last four in. We are with the bye or whatever.
At that point, I believe we would move Ohio State from here to a last four bye and flip IU down.
Okay, and then let's say IU wins.
It's all going to depend on these three and these three.
So then, and then they both do decent in the Big Ten.
I think there's a real possibility we see both get in.
And then Nebraska does well. I think there is a decent not like there's a there's good probability 11 are in.
I think
12 would be hard.
Big 10 is going to get at least 10.
Yeah.
I'd agree. I mean, there's a chance that all three of these fall out.
Yeah.
I mean, say IU to Ohio State, that would then bump IU out, and then they both lose first round, that could potentially bump them both out.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be rough.
Say Nebraska loses their last game of the season and then turns around and loses first round of the Big Ten tourney. Now we're seeing them out as well.
That'd be rough.
And so therefore, then we're looking at, instead of 11, we're looking at 8.
Yeah, true.
And which is a possibility, but I see Big Ten getting, like I said, 10 or 11.
I'd agree.
I think 12 is getting a little bit too high, because that would mean a team other than these three would get in, and then adding on another team, whether it's an Iowa or Northwestern.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that'd be hard. That's very, yeah. I don't see it. You're right. I think 10 or 11.
I would agree. Following along with that, you are going to ask this question, but I'm going to steal your question from you.
Nah, hey, that's okay. Go for it.
Who are we looking at as the number one team in all of college basketball?
Yeah, that's kind of hard because, I mean, is it dramatic to say after Auburn's loss last night against A&M, like, it's kind of hard. I mean, I still want to say Auburn's the best team because they've been dominant all year. So, like, I feel like realistically they're probably still the best team. But, I mean, you got Duke, you have Houston, you have Florida, you have Bama, you have Tennessee. Like, realistically, if A&M, who's 23rd, can bring them down, then who's to say that one of these other teams, St. John's even, let's be honest. It's gonna be a tight race. I don't think Auburn's gonna be as that number one that we thought they were gonna be.
I would agree.
So
us both being Big Ten guys with just two games left, who's winning Big Ten Player of the Year?
Oh, no idea. It's probably gonna be who do you think is gonna be?
I don't know. I'm down to a couple of guys. John Tonji from Wisconsin is up there. Vlad Golden.
Yeah, that's who I was kind of thinking.
From Michigan is right there. Braden Smith is totally up there. Braden Smith is the current front runner for it.
It's
definitely going to come down here to the end of the season.
Golden, dude, I hate watching Golden play just because he's from Michigan.
Gosh. But it's hard not to.
Yeah, like he's...
I'm looking at him, stats, Big Ten.
Him and what's his name? I always forget the other guy's name. Golden and...
Wolf.
Yeah, thank you. Golden and Wolf. Gosh.
So, like, kind of looking at this, Bryce Williams leading in all scoring. Bryce Williams is the guy that we weren't talking about. Like,
yeah.
Nick Martinelli, number two scoring. Trey Kaufman Wren, I don't think he's up there, unfortunately. Yeah. John Tonji, Braden Smith.
It'll probably be Braden Smith.
It's kind of my Purdue bias, but it's honestly deserved.
Yeah, take your win. It's okay.
If you are leading the conference in both assists and steals and you're top 10 in scoring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to give it to a guy like that.
I'd agree.
I mean, I think he's number two in the nation in assists.
That is kind of wild.
It's kind of a wild ride to look at, to where Matt Painter took a team that lost the National Player of the Year last year, and now you're flipping it around, and you have a finalist for National Player of the Year again this year? That's crazy.
That is.
Good for him, everyone was writing off going into the season. Everyone was like, okay, this Purdue team's going to be terrible. They don't have a leader on the team now that Edie's gone. Like,
good for him though. I mean,
I know, like, Braden Smith has stepped up in a way that I think only Purdue fans knew was possible.
And yeah, he really has.
I didn't think he would step up this much.
He's played good. He's played well. I'll give him credit. You know, I like to throw some banter around, but Purdue's played well this year, even though they had a 4-game losing streak, or was it 5-4, whatever it was.
Right. It was 4. Almost either way, 5, but we got the win against UCLA.
Yeah, you know.
But now we're on a winning streak.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? The only time that matters is March, so.
Yeah.
I guess, you know,
we're here.
Yeah, you got to get to March first, but once you get to March, it matters, so. But.
All right, buddy.
I think it's pick time.
Well, wait, I might have one more question for you.
Oh, dude. One more question.
Check my list of questions.
Yeah. I mean, with the amount of news today, I wouldn't be surprised if he had another question.
I got one more. We're switching back to the NFL.
I was blowing the Twitter. Where up with news?
Where would you now rank the Bears after taking two offensive linemen and now the rumors of, and say we add Ashton Jeanty? Where are we looking at the Bears now in the NFC North?
I don't know. That's hard. I still think they're fourth or third still.
See, I have them at 2 or 3.
Just because it depends where the Vikings are right now.
And see, if I had to pick how I think the NFC North would go, I think it goes Detroit, Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Detroit. Because either way you look at Minnesota, they're either going to get rid of Sam Darnold and you're going to bring in J.J. McCarthy, which means now you're back in your rebuild.
Yeah.
Or you're going to keep Sam Darnold and get rid of J.J. McCarthy, which means now you're not set up for the future. And now that you're going to have to pay Sam Darnold, because Sam Darnold's going to want paid now.
True, that is the
issue. Now what are you going to do with Jay Jettis and Jordan Addison?
Yeah.
And Aaron Jones.
That does make it hard because they're all going to get paid. And then you have your defensive guys.
I really do think, and even if I was a Bears fan, I think I'd say the same thing. I think Bears are sitting at number 2. We have all our star guys locked up for at least 3 years.
Yeah.
Because we don't lose DJ Moore till 2029.
I don't know, though.
We don't lose Caleb Williams till 2030 at least. He's going to get a contract extension possibly at the end of this next season.
I feel like the Packers are going to make they're going to make big moves though.
But my thing is their team is just so young right now and so raw. I don't know what moves they could make right now because I think they have talent. I think they've got a lot of talent. They are just too young and don't have enough veteran leadership in that locker room. And part of that starts at your quarterback position. You've got a quarterback that realistically has only played one full season.
Yeah. Well, no, he's played 2.
Because this past season he missed at least three games. Yeah. I think it was 4.
Hey, that kind of brings me into something I forgot to mention. Speaking of a former Packers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. The Jets released Devontae Adams, and there's rumors that he's.
Did they officially release him? I saw that they were planning on it, but I don't think they officially did yet. Did they?
I believe they officially released him today.
Okay.
And there's rumors that he's going to follow Aaron Rodgers.
And I wouldn't be shocked.
It's potentially kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde situation. I think might be going on here where they go somewhere and they just run through the NFL. And they just take a Super Bowl and steal it. They steal a Super Bowl and they leave. They steal a Super Bowl.
I think they are both gone. Done.
No.
I think everyone knows where Aaron Rodgers is at now in his career. I think all those teams realize it, and I do. I think he's done. No. For those of you that ever get a chance, I actually saw someone posted this on Twitter. If you ever get the chance to listen to Matty Fresh. So, Those of you that know Tracy McSorley coming out of Penn State, there was this big song about Tracy McSorley.
Tracy McSorley.
That's Matty Fresh. He also released a song when Aaron Rodgers was leaving the Packers saying, "Come back, Aaron."
Mm.
And someone a Packers fan posted on Twitter that song.
Oh.
So is Aaron Rodgers coming back to Green Bay for one season? No. Him and Devontae, are they going to retire as Packers?
No.
Aaron Rodgers goes from being starter to bench guy? Or does Aaron Rodgers take the path of Brett Favre's?
He's not going to the Vikings.
Think about it. Vikings don't want to pay what Sam Darnold is wanting. You bring a guy in to kind of help guide J.J. McCarthy into his first full season.
The Raiders. They're going to the Raiders.
They'll just go to the Raiders. Adams ain't going back to the Raiders?
If Rodgers does, they'll just go to the Raiders. Let's go. No. Why not? Yeah, why not? Why not?
Raiders are taking another quarterback who's young and could possibly end up being their franchise guy.
And Shedeur Sanders?
And Justin Fields.
Oh, all right. If you say so. All right.
The Browns are going to miss out on him.
Yeah, well, what's new?
Knowing the Browns, they're going to sign like Marcus Mariota and not draft a quarterback.
That's something else we forgot.
That would be a Joe Brady thing to do.
Speaking of Marcus Mariota, we just completely forgot about this poll that we made earlier in the week.
It's
about a Marcus Mariota return.
Well, he's 86%. Not returning.
There's a rumor saying he might. 86% say he might. But, hey, you know what? We shall see. But I think it's time for some picks.
I would agree.
So, let's get right on into it. Into tomorrow, there's not a thing going on in the college basketball.
Is Texas
play? I don't think they do.
Update, Florida is up by 7 with a minute 23 left at Alabama.
Yeah, that's crazy. Purdue, Illinois, that might be a decent game.
That'll be at Illinois. Worries me a little bit as a Purdue fan, but I am going to take Boilers.
I'm going to stick Purdue.
You need to go into the Big Ten tourney on a 3-game win streak. That would be huge.
Yeah, that would. Moving on to Saturday. St. John's Marquette.
St. John's is looking too good. St. John's, I believe, with a win, officially completely locks up the Big East as their own.
I'm taking St. John's.
St. John's.
This is, St. John's should just dominate them here. Kentucky, Missouri. Kentucky needs a big win. Mizzou
at home. I don't think Kentucky gets it done. Kentucky's been too up and down. Give me Missouri.
If Kentucky lets me down here,
Missouri's going to get a bounce back win after that loss against Vandy.
If Kentucky lets me down here, they better not. I'm taking Kentucky. They better not. Ooh. Big bounce back game potential here for Auburn versus Bama.
Give me Auburn.
I'm also taking Auburn. They have to bounce
Auburn
back
put
here.
The beat down at Bama at Bama.
Yes, they did.
So give me Auburn.
Yeah, they got to bounce back.
Give me the Tigers. Go Tigers.
Let's see. Now there's not much else going on. Let's see if Texas plays.
Sure, or Ohio State.
I don't. They do, in fact, play. Does Texas play? Texas does play.
Give me Texas. Texas going to take down Oklahoma. Ruining Oklahoma's chances of getting into the NCAA tourney and potentially solidifying Texas's spot.
I'd agree. I'm also taking Texas here. And then you know what else? Let's go to the Big Ten.
Ohio State suck guys play.
Oh, Ohio State versus IU. Which one are you going to take here? Which one are you going to take? Which one do you hate less?
So Yeah, that's the real question. It's not I'm which one do I like, it's which one do I hate less, because I hate them both. I wish they could both lose, and well, there is a way for them to both lose, but...
You're taking Ohio State, and so am I.
They both lose by their star players getting hurt and both coaches being ejected for the rest of the season.
Which is not both happening.
Both teams being forced to forfeit the rest of their games.
Not happening. So it's Ohio
Give
State.
Give me right? Ohio State.
Yep, I knew it. What can I say? And just like that, they solidify
their
spot in the
not
tournament.
Not yet.
Yes, they have. Three wins in a row.
They need to win one in the Big Ten tourney.
No, they you solidify just like that. Just like that, they solidify it. Oh, wow.
Potentially?
That just came out of nowhere.
For the Big Ten championship?
That just came out of nowhere. Michigan versus Michigan State. Okay.
Give me the Spartans at home.
Gosh, dang it. I'm also taking the Spartans. No, I mean, you should have known that.
You love the Wolverines.
Not in a million years. And this game's nothing. Yeah, there ain't even a game here. Time for the NBA. Let's head on over.
Yeah, baby.
Celtics are winning. Thursday? Nope, that game's not going to be very good.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, not even
thinking it. Let's see here. Let's move on to Friday. Nope, that's going to be even worse.
That's a terrible game. That's an awful game.
Yeah, if the Cavs lose. Yeah. The Mavs, Grizzlies. You know what?
Grizzlies.
I'm also going to take the Grizzlies here.
Zach Eadie going to post up a double-double? You heard it here first.
Yeah, he probably will, honestly. Celtics Lakers.
Give me KD and the Celtics.
I really want to take the Lakers here.
Then do it.
But
your king is gonna let you down.
Bro, he just hit 50,000 points.
Your goat.
I'm taking the Celtics.
Your goat.
I'm taking the Celtics. Mavs Suns. Ooh.
This is going to be a very mid game.
Yeah. I'm taking the Mavs. But yeah, I'm taking the Mavs.
It'll be a very, very not very good game.
Yeah, you're telling me. Yeah, actually. Cavs Bucks.
Give me the Bucks at home.
What? Are you out of your gourd?
No, it's because I hate the Cavs.
This guy. You're just mad because they're going to win it. You're just mad. They're winning it all this year. Yeah, if you guys lose that game, that'll be embarrassing. That'll be very embarrassing.
Mavs, Spurs, that's not a very good one either. Man, not very many good ones.
No. Nope.
That sucks.
Nada.
If you lose that one, I hope you lose that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the books. You're losing that game.
No, nope. Maybe Celtics.
Give me the OKC, baby. The Thunder. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're done. That's a loss.
Nope. Who else?
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Well, another beautiful episode. Episode 22. Be on the scoreboard.
That's right.
Tune in next week for episode 23. We're going to go through all our picks. It puts us 1 week closer to March Madness. Next week starts the Big Ten tourney. Next week puts us 1 week closer to the NFL draft.
To the NFL season. Oh. We have way too long. Oh.
Thank you for joining us here on Beyond the Scoreboard. Everyone, have a very safe week.
Thanks for watching.
Enjoy your week, and God bless.
Peace.